This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Mastrena Show.
For now, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. It's the way we win, you be part of the solution. Okay, Wayne Allyn Root, God, I haven't had him on in so long. He wrote a piece recently about, are you waiting for the big one? I'm talking about the earthquake. Or an earthquake. But you got to open borders. Right? They have caught many, many, many terrorists. People on no-fly lists. Sent them back. Done what they need to do with them. I think your wait's over, though. Wayne says, they're already here. Most Americans are angry. They're shocked about our open borders. They're literally shocked that any U.S. president would allow this to happen. A huge majority defines this as an invasion. Not just right-wingers, either. People on both sides of the aisle. I mean, man, seriously, if you don't see what's happening, there is something seriously wrong with you. Have you seen the polls? Are you paying attention? Are you talking to anybody? Many, 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 huge majority of Americans say, this is a real problem. This is a security crisis. Open borders will lead to massive increases in spending, welfare, food stamps, national debt. I mean, really pushing America over the brink to a big degree. You know, we've been declining our quality of living. The police can't keep up with it. The open borders are overwhelming the system, which is exactly what they want to do. Break down on the, let me see. Go look it up yourself. To break down on the family, right? Total confusion. Confuse the teenagers, confuse the kids, up in the economy. Read where this playbook is and what playbook it's in. You know? Now open borders have produced an unprecedented crime epidemic. We're letting in all the world's violent criminals, murders, rapists, robbers, drug dealers, and the deadly MS-13 gangbangers. All of them. Open borders will lead. You know, look, when you think about this, they're telling you how many people they have encountered at the border. What about the ones they haven't? What about the ones we know got past us? Open borders will lead to implosion of public school system. We can't handle it now. Right? I mean, I'm going to tell you what. Some of these migrants, some of these illegals that are coming in, you try to teach their kids the stuff they're teaching our kids in school, we won't have to do anything. We'll just sit back and watch. Really. Many of you thought, I love it, you know, about when it comes to religion and that kind of stuff. Think about the two groups that have come together to fight some of the crazy stuff happening in our schools. Yeah, Muslims and Christians. In many school districts, they've got together, they got in front of the school boards, and basically told them, do this or else. It's just amazing. Classrooms are going to be overcrowded. There's no way around it. We've already seen how they emptied out one school, and the kids have to suffer at home with homes, you know, with distance learning is what they like to call it. Because you can't call it homeschooling. If you call it homeschooling, and the kids do well, then they're going to say, well, we don't need public schools, we've got homeschooling. There won't be enough teachers. There won't be enough schools. Crime, gangs, drugs, and so on. Teenage pregnancy. It has to rise. Because everything is being put in place to help make that happen. You're going to have a catastrophe at the border. We have no idea, right, why countless, look at them, military-age males from China are pouring in, from Iraq, Iran, and other places like that. Seriously. If they get them in here, they start creating confusion, becomes a crisis, we start paying attention in all the wrong places. Open borders are leading to the death of American cities. Look at what's going on. When it comes to crime and drugs and homelessness and needles in the streets and poop and pee in the streets. And these American liberal lunatics are going, no, we have to have a heart for these people. They don't want you to have a heart for them. Look at how they act once they get here. Look at how they act. Yeah, the majority of, right, not 100% of them. When you give them that hotel room, when you allow them to have a tent on the sidewalk, the healthcare system is going to be open. Look at Newsom. Newsom is surrounded by flames 40 feet high, and he wants to use gasoline to put them out. He's going to bring on another almost a million illegals under the healthcare system. It's already buckling in California, adding another $4 billion to the bottom line. We're already almost $100 billion in debt. And he just smiles and says, it has to be done. Well, who's paying for it? It's just I'm at a point now, every normal, non-brainwashed, non-communist American gets this. And you see it happening. You see it in the polls. You see it in the streets. You see it in the conversation. And many Americans say, yeah, I know. The terrorist thing, right around the corner. No question about it. They're here already. You see it everywhere. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break with Brad Dacus. We'll be right back.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I told you, it was seriously, this stuff drives me nuts. I don't get it. And the only thing is that is the fix is in, as they used to say. But I'm not smart enough to figure all that out on my own. I told you, bring the experts on because I don't have a clue. So I've asked Brad Dacus, founder of Pacific Justice Institute, to join me every week so we can hit him up with our legal questions, things that are going on in the news, things that are totally confusing as far as I'm concerned. Brad, thanks for being with me.
Oh, thank you, Joe. It's a pleasure.
Okay, a couple of quick things for you. First, Ray Epps, who you know who he was. He was the agent, you know, the FBI or Department of Justice. I don't really know what department he worked for, but We have hours and hours and hours of video of him removing, you know, the gates and stuff like that, egging people on, telling them to go in, pointing to where they could go in, you know, helping them get in there. Even at one point, he asked them to slow down or they were going to ruin the plan. A slip of the tongue, right? Got pictures of him with the big Trump sign that some people, it was used against some people as evidence that they were, you know, heading off to damage the Capitol. Ray Epps, however, being involved with it and so much more, he basically got, you said a slap in the wrist. I don't even know. I think he got a tongue lashing, you know, with a finger waving. He got no jail time. He got 1 year probation. He got a $500 fine, 100 hours of community service. Why can't that attorney, why couldn't that attorney say, well, wait a minute, Your Honor, we've got 12 J6 people that have gone to jail for longer than 10 years for doing exactly the same thing, if not less, than Ray Epps.
Well, it's tough to really rationalize this whole thing. I mean, it's got a lot of people, first off, very suspicious as to why he got off so easily and yet played such an open, active instigator role, not just a participant, but an instigator.
Yep.
You know, judges can, you know, they'll look at each case one at a time, look at the individuals, and, you know, based on the facts of their case. Some criminals, you know, have harder sentences than others partly because there's different judges, you know, different set of facts that they focus on. Some have better defense attorneys. I'm trying to explain something that makes no sense to me. So that's the problem here. I'm trying to give you an intelligent answer for something that, frankly, I have not seen before. Such a huge disparity, though, between what this person gets versus the others who were, you know, more just, you know, following the direction of security guards and everyone else to go on in and, you know, sing patriotic songs and then leave. This guy was an instigator. You know, he was, you know, there's more. It's hard to imagine why someone with such a prominent role in the whole event is sort of let go so easily. And, of course, the big suspicion many people have is that he was a part of some kind of government, you know, conspiracy or with the FBI. And, you know, but I... No, that's all conjecture at this point, but it is very bewildering and very difficult to explain.
Well, I think when you have hours and hours, and I know you're a busy guy, you probably haven't watched as much as I have, but you've got hours and hours and hours of video of this particular guy wearing a MAGA hat, which was really funny because I said from day one, I said a MAGA hat doesn't mean anything, okay? Because German soldiers used to wear American, you know, soldier uniforms, so it doesn't really mean anything. But the MAGA hat... MAGA shirts, you see him in a huddle with a bunch of guys with MAGA hats on, and you sit there and you just scratch your head and you say to yourself, okay, look, you see him doing exactly what others were doing to get in and were put away for 10, 15, 20 years. It's just, you just sit there and scratch your head and say, okay, can you, I don't even know where you go with this. This is truly not justice, is it?
No, it's not justice, And one of the problems we have is that, you know, judges are human beings and, you know, prosecutors are human beings. Some are more honest than others. We've seen that, of course, unfortunately, all too evident in the Trump trials. So, and the Trump prosecution. So, you know, maybe this prosecutor's, maybe the DA, he got a phone call from someone high up in government who said, hey, you know, this person, you know, ease up on him. He's really actually doing, you know, doing work for whoever, for the government or something, you know, or whatever reason was given. And then things were eased up and the prosecution signed off on it, perhaps, or the judge. But I just, you know, I also we can say is it's not just mildly unfair. It's not just disproportionate. It's grossly disproportionate. And there's just so much, like you say, evidence on video that it's just hard to understand this without having at least some suspicion of some favoritism or intervention at the very least,
Well, can the other cases be, I don't want to say retried, but can the other cases be brought forward back to that judge or a judge and say, hey, here's the charges for this person. Here's the charges for this person. Why can't I get reduced sentencing? Why can't we get probation?
Yeah. On appeal, this could have been brought up on appeal. Maybe some attorneys, did. The problem is that a lot of these videos were not even released, not even
right.
made available to the defense attorneys. That was a huge injustice because if they had, then the judge could have seen, oh, wait a minute, these aren't rioters who are vandalizing, destroying, setting things on fire. No, actually, the bulk of those who actually did go into the Capitol were waved in by security officers,
yep.
Walking around, didn't hurt any of the paintings or the statues or anything, unlike the thugs in 2020 that set streets on fire throughout the country in the inner cities. These were very decent people, not people without criminal records, and they could have seen that. That could have been offered, but that was held back, and that was a terrible injustice. And apparently the appellate process, was attempted or has been attempted to make that argument so far unsuccessfully.
Yeah. Again, this is the stuff that scares the rest of us who don't have any real financial means to make anything happen. So when we see stuff like this happening, you think, we don't stand a chance. There's no way now.
Well, here's the big concern I have, Joe.
All right, hold on.
And that is,
hold on.
Sure.
We're going to go for a break. When we come back, you're going to talk about I'm going to write it down, the big concern you have about what? Fairness with the judicial system. How's that? Okay, be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Brad Dacus when we return.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News.
news update. The sound of protesters in Israel, as it's been 3 months and people are questioning where are the hostages and what's being done to get them out. Israelis who are missing a loved one kidnapped by Hamas terrorists back on October 7th, protesting in Tel Aviv and setting up a long table with more than 100 empty white chairs with color pictures of those still being held. In other news, in light of the war in Ukraine and the war in the Middle East, it seems it would be a good idea to know where the U.S. Defense Secretary is. But we are learning more about his absence. Lloyd Austin, turns out, was in the hospital as the result of complications from a medical procedure, and he was even in ICU for a period. Problem is, he reportedly didn't inform the White House for a few days. He was hospitalized Monday, and reporters at the Pentagon first alerted to the situation on Friday. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, actually. And you do that by getting informed. And I joke with you, but I do mean it, right? I mean, seriously, just because I have a microphone doesn't mean I'm the smartest guy in the room. This is why I bring on the experts. Because I don't have that expertise. I don't want to get anybody in trouble by suggesting they do something. And usually, I take my legal lead, if you would, from this guy, Brad Dacus, the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Always appreciate the time that he comes on. Fills us in, let us know what's going on. And Brad, God bless. Glad you're with me. Why don't you tell people what PJI is, what they do, and how they can help?
Sure. We at Pacific Justice Institute, we're a nonprofit, 501c3 legal organization, and we defend religious freedom, parents' rights against the government, the sanctity of human life, all across the country. We have offices in 36 states, coast to coast. We do all our work without charge. And we don't just take on a few high-profile cases. We're very unique. We work hard to make sure that everyone gets help, that no one is left on the side of the road. That's our goal. And if people would like to keep up with our cases, or look at our free, empowering legal resources that we have on our website, or like to be a monthly supporter through the month of January. We have a matching campaign that's carrying through the month of January. For every monthly supporter, they're going to be matched dollar for dollar for the next 12 months, all of 2024.
Wow.
They can do that just simply by going to our website. We're the fighters. We have over 220 cases in active litigation. So, they can go to our website. And it's simply pji.org, P for Pacific, J for Justice, I for Institute.org. And I encourage people, please take advantage of this incredible matching gift program, especially for one-time or monthly donors. And it's not going to be just for the first month. It's going to be matched dollar for dollar for the next 12 months. which is absolutely fantastic.
Well, it's always great when somebody steps up who's got the resources, that understands the importance of and wants to drag other people into it. I think that's the right way to go. I think you need full support from the community. That's how it works, you know. Anyway, so we were talking a little while ago. We were talking about the J6 people, and you know, you're seeing what's happening out there in the courts, the place where, you know, justice is supposed to prevail.
Right.
And it's really not, and it really seems, as of late, it's aimed against people like myself and you. And you're right. Worried about the effect it's going to have on future demonstrations, aren't you?
Yeah, that's my big concern, as we talked about during the break, is that you know, the average citizen will look at this and they say, wait a minute, these people that were prosecuted, you know, I know them. They go to my church or synagogue, and look, they went to the, you know, peaceful, you know, law-abiding citizens. They went to the demonstration, and they told me that the security guards waved them in, and they were all going to be there to, you know, make a point, you know, just like other people had made points in other capitals and in demonstrations over the last few years, and that, you know, they were going to be there peacefully, and then suddenly they see their friend behind bars, not to see their husband or their children for the next 6 to 10 to 20 years. It's a huge travesty. So that sends has a chilling effect, and this is my concern. It's going to have a huge chilling effect, almost like we're living in like a third world banana republic, you know, where they know if they go out and demonstrate, you know, they could be killed, they could be arrested, they could be. In our country, we always thought, well, that's not a problem for us. We have the First Amendment. But now, you know, how many people are going to want to demonstrate in the Capitol Mall, you know, in Washington, D.C., without first thinking through, wait a minute, what if I'm arrested? What if I'm linked to someone who's linked to someone else who's linked to someone who's arrested? Maybe on the same internet chat. I know a guy who was on the same internet thread, you know, chat. He didn't say anything, but because he was on that chat, he's now behind bars for at least 6 years. It's evil, it's diabolical, and it's going to have a chilling effect on the ability for people to feel confident to go to and demonstrate, unless you're the party from the left that's in power. You know, there's a risk at play here that should not exist, but for the tyranny that we have seen taking place to those who were swept up by the scores, you know, law-abiding people on January 6th. It's been absolutely tyrannical.
Yeah, and you're not going to see any of this stop soon as to what's going on there. And more people, even locally, not local to my community, but even local communities are seeing the same thing. They're going to these rallies. There are protagonists that show up, going to hurt these people, and nobody's getting arrested. Nobody is really held accountable for what they're doing. That's the part that really makes people crazy, and I don't blame them.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. You know, we recently defended a public school bus driver who attended a rally after his hours on behalf of a student, where a rally for a student who was denied his ability to get on stage to get his diploma because he gave in his graduation speech. He says, "Look, I see guys are guys, girls are girls." You know, that's just because he said that in his speech, and that's his beliefs, and that's the beliefs of, I think, the majority of the people of the world, including America, but he was not allowed to be given his diploma. Well, it was a rally for him. This bus driver, a school bus driver, in his own hours, went to the rally there in Idaho, and someone from the school administration saw him there and fired him and said, because he works for the school, he must do everything that's in agreement with the school and the school policies, or he shall be fired. That's Castro's Cuba. That's Venezuela. That's not the United States. Well, needless to say, we at Pacific Justice, our attorney and our officer in Idaho, Catherine Hartley, stepped in, filed a lawsuit, filed an action, and we got him his job back, and he's prevailed. But you know, we've got to nip this stuff when it happens, wherever it happens, And then we're talking about religious freedom and these kinds of convictions and things like that. We're here to step up and defend them.
Yeah, and you do defend them. That I do know. But again, it's got to the point where I may trust you, and I might feel like you have my best interest, and you're an expert in the field of the area, and you'll be able to represent. But I don't trust the courts anymore.
Right.
You know, I mean, when you hear this stuff, where it's an Obama judge, it's a Clinton judge, it's a, you know what I'm saying, a Trump judge, you think to yourself, my God, you know what? At one point, I would dismiss that, but now, those are very real things you need to think about, aren't they?
Yeah, you're right. And in the past, there's been like, okay, well, it was the Clinton appointee. Well, okay, we'll see. You know, but there was never like, oh shoot, we lost, or yay, we won, because this judge was appointed by a politician of this party. Now, unfortunately, we see that happening, and predominantly, it's judges on the left that are the ones who are just skewed to the extreme, where sometimes we're like, we just, you know, throw up our hands and say, oh shoot, we're going to take this up on appeal. Fortunately for us, the President Trump appointed not just three judges on the Supreme Court, but also many justices in the circuits, actually flipping a number of the circuits from the left to fearing the Constitution and respecting the Constitution. So we're seeing great outcomes in that regard. But the tyranny is very real. The state court judges are even more problematic, and that's what we see happening with the Trump cases and the state DAs and the judges, like in D.C. It's a huge joke. The judge is a liberal with a capital L, just a flagrant radical liberal politically. Same with the DA. And, of course, the jury in D.C. is probably 100% Democrat. And so, I mean, it's really sad that we were even trying to call this a fair trial. And Trump is, I think he will prevail, but it won't be until after on appeal, probably to the United States Supreme Court eventually.
Yeah, I'm worried about the Supreme Court's taking up this Colorado issue. Okay, maybe you can help us out here. They're talking about bringing it up or hearing it at the end of the month. It'll take them, I can't imagine they're going to come up with an answer in a day or two. I mean, this could drag on almost up to and or past the primary, could it not?
Yeah, it could, but...
All right. Hang tight. I screwed up. Hang tight. Got to go for a break. Be back in a minute. Joe Brazil, your host. Don't go far. Brad's going to answer that question when we return.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer, and we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case, and they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Joe, see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Stay, you know what? Stay engaged, right? I mean, seriously. You have to pay attention. You have to stay engaged and make sure that when you push back, when you think you know what you're talking about, you actually do know what you're talking about, okay? And that way, there you'll make a difference. The way it is now, you won't, because you're just spewing garbage that everybody else is spewing. Don't do that. Here's someone who never spews garbage. Brad Takis joins me, founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Always appreciate his time with me. Hey, Brad, how are we doing today?
Oh, we're doing just great.
Just ducky. All right. Hey, I got one that'll warm your heart. So, you know about the Wisconsin judge that ruled that the absentee voting van that was used in 2022 was illegal? Did you hear about that?
Yeah, no, I didn't.
So, this is a Wisconsin judge ruled that the state law does not allow the use of mobile absentee voting sites, siding with Republicans who have challenged the Racine's use of the voting van back in 2022. Now, the Republicans opposed the use of the ban, the only one of its kind in Wisconsin, saying that it was simply against the law. But none of the leaders, if you would, none of the legislative leaders opened their mouth or said anything. And we've seen stuff like this happen more and more and more and more. And I've just got to say, I think this is funny. I just got to say, it's so interesting that we have to wait, when it comes to elections especially, we have to wait something that's so egregious, so bad. I don't know any other way to do this. I mean, this ban was put together with a grant from Zuckerberg, you know, and his wife. And it was used, it went mostly to Democrat areas, Democrat street, like an ice cream truck. Go down the street, you know, come on out and vote, kind of thing. This is crazy. You know? But thank God somebody brought the lawsuit. And we had a lot of, the more and more I read, you have a lot more cases now getting in front of judges, apparently, where there's proof that there was, I'll even do it this way, that there were voter irregularities. How's that? And and they're taking up the cases now.
Yeah, massively, on a massive basis, voter irregularities, orchestrated irregularities, yes. And it's you know, that's the big question. Many people are looking at this election with skepticism, saying, well, you know, we're going to have more voter irregularities. Is the fraud going to continue? I just see a lot of cynicism. I'm thinking, like, well, no, actually, this is going to be different. People are going to be voting earlier. We're not going to wait till the last day. So that's one. Number two is there's a heightened scrutiny, particularly in key states that are pivotal for this election. They're going to be, we at Pacific Justice, in fact, are mobilizing through churches, many people to sign up to be poll workers and poll watchers that already played a key role in the last race for one congressional district we know of. We caught enough fraudulent ballots that it tipped the race in the right direction and where it should be. So I think we're going to see a lot more work in that regard of this election. And I'm always, you know, the optimist, if you will. I'm also optimistic about, we talked about earlier with regard to Colorado, and that their decision to try to keep Trump off the ballot, not going to the Supreme Court. A number of states are trying to do that, with, you know, the left trying to keep him off the ballot. First off, it's politically insane that they're doing that. It just adds fuel to the fire of others, of mainstream Americans thinking, wait a minute, this is corrupt. They're doing everything they can, from trying to put him behind bars, keep him off the ballot, have fake hoaxes, Russian hoaxes, and all this other stuff. How corrupt is our government? All the more, how much do we need someone like Trump, you know, to clean house, to clean the swamp? So I think politically it's absolute, it's going to backfire, and is backfiring. But also legally speaking, it's also going to discredit the liberals and those liberal justices, those four of those seven in the state Supreme Court of Colorado specifically, because the Supreme Court is taking it up, and they're not going to wait 3 or 6 months or a year to come down with their decision. I've seen them do that. I've seen them wait for over 2 years before coming down on something. No, we're going to see they're going to be very swift, I predict. I predict they'll be out with the decision within 1 to 2 weeks after they hear it, if not sooner, because
right.
they know.
But let me interrupt you. You can't just make that statement, leave us hanging. If they come out on the Colorado side and say, look, you cannot keep him off the ballot because he hasn't been convicted of anything, that kind of stuff. He hasn't had his due process. Would that apply to every state?
Yes.
Okay.
It would, because the precedent would be very clear. And in the Supreme Court, they're aware when these cases happen, when they see there's other cases, they go out of their way to make it very clear the breadth of the decision. Sometimes the decision is very micro and say, well, because of this particular thing and what this justice did in the proceedings in Colorado, da 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 da, they may do something like that, you know. But they know what the big issue here is, and the big issue is, can he be taken off the ballot in a state when he's had no trial, when he's had no jury, no opportunity to defend himself? I mean, it's crazy. My prediction is not only the Supreme Court, you know, they're, of course, they're taking it up. They're not only going to have a relatively quick decision come down, but I also predict that it will be a unanimous decision by the Supreme Court. And I'm giving a lot of weight to those two, you know, wackos, Sotomayor and Justice Jackson, who have no business being on the court. I'm even willing to bet that they will see how discrediting it will be to their reputation if they do something so crazy as to say that that Trump could be kept off the ballot. That will, I think, it'll be such a discredit to their reputation because it is so far-fetched that I think even they, for the sake of their ego, will, at the least, will do the right thing. Now, that's what I'm predicting.
You've got, I did a story last night, that there's another 130 Republicans that have been targeted with the same thing in different states, where the Democrats are going after them to keep them off the ballot as well, for the same reason, because they supported Trump. And would that also trickle down to them as well?
Yeah, it would, because the same principle, it applies. I mean, these are people who have had no trial,
right,
of insurrection. Those jury, no opportunity to defend themselves. This is just a mere flippant accusation, unsubstantiated. And they think they can use the 14th Amendment with that to pull people and their ability not only just to vote, but to run, be able to run for office, to remain in office as elected by we the people in their district. But that just shows you where we're at and why people need to register to vote. By golly, they need to have their churches do voter registration Sundays. We have a whole office, our church engagement office in Palmdale, working with churches across the country. We need to get people registered who respect the Constitution, who have a conscience, who have integrity, have character, and we need to get them registered. We need to get them to vote en masse in this next election, and then we need to clean house once we have the White House back and hopefully the Senate. Hopefully we can really clean house and really bring election reform and to protect and save the validity of our election process.
Yeah, that's the biggest part. When I start looking at the numbers of Americans now that are not comfortable with our voting process, do not believe. I don't know if you saw this the other day, but now a very large number of Americans now feel that Joe Biden did not win the election, and the election was in essence stolen. And that's across the board. That's not just Republicans, independents, and Democrats as a whole. So people, as they're seeing this stuff come up, as they're seeing this stuff that they can discuss and have proof of, which is what we should have done from day one, they're starting to come around, if you would, in understanding.
Yeah. As time progresses, we see a couple of things, you know, happening. One is more Americans suspecting voter fraud and corruption. We also see more sympathy for those who have been convicted. In January 6th, the polls show that people now are shifting their position as they see and understand what actually happened, and then what happened to these people who were waved in with carrying their American flags and, you know, singing patriotic songs, and it's to see these people put behind bars for years and years while other smash and grab and thugs in our society are let go. The American people are seeing that, and they're seeing what January 6th really is, and it's, the polls show significant movement of a change in perspective in the right direction.
Yeah. All right. One last time, how do people get your help? How do they look at your website and that kind of thing?
Oh, you bet. And for participating in our monthly matching program that we've got going on for January, it's pji.org. That's P for Pacific, J for Justice, I for Institute.org, pji.org.
Well, God bless you, Guy. I really appreciate what you're doing. Keep up the good work. I've known you for years. You definitely, your organization, you definitely put your money where your mouth is. So, Joe Mazzini, your host, got a lot coming up on the other side of the break. You don't want to go anywhere. I'm very entertaining, seriously. Be right back.